It's just another one of those weeks, huh? You just can't get your hands off me. And yeah, I obviously can't keep myself off you either. I always just get so unbearably wet and horny around this time of the month. Though, to be fair, it might be just because I'm always just too hot for you. I can't believe we've been dating for almost 3 years now. It's crazy how fast the time goes by. But I've been loving every minute we've known each other. And I've, of course, been loving you every minute of it. Fuck. I'm going to need to change my panties when I get home tonight. Back to my place tonight. Oh, babe, I can't. Tonight, just not a good night for me. But the night after that, we totally can. We can just spend the whole day fucking together. What? What's wrong? Why can't we do it tonight? Well, because, I mean, you know how it is. I'm just busy with the usual stuff and won't be in town tonight. Babe, please don't look at me like that. I know how tired you are of the same thing happening every month, but I... Cheating on you? Babe, why would you ever think I was cheating on you? Last month? I told you I was just out of town seeing family that day. I... Huh? You pink my location? What do you mean? In the woods? Out in the country? That's just where I had a time with my family. Babe, you have to believe me. I would never ever cheat on you. I love you. I've never loved anyone more than you in my entire life. I'm not lying. No, babe, please, wait. Okay. I'll talk to you about it. Just please don't walk away from me. I swear to you, I'm not cheating on you. I promise you that I do love you and that you're the only one in my life. It's just that I just want to protect you from me. Look. Last month when my phone showed my location, I really was out in the woods, but not away with family like I said I was, but I was by myself. There was no one else with me. I swear. No, I wasn't doing drugs or anything like that. I was... Look, how about I just show you? Tonight, I'll ping my location on my phone out in the woods again. And you can meet me there. I'll explain everything then, but you have to promise me that when we do meet and I'll tell you that you'll agree to go home right after. I can't tell you now because if I do, you won't believe me. And I don't want you to think I'm more crazy and sketchy than you probably already think I am. I know the situation is that weird and scary. I'm fucking terrified. Even though it's my fault this is happening and we're dragging it on for all this time. But tonight I'll have proof of what I was doing. Just please promise me, okay? For me. Promise me that if we meet, you'll just do whatever I ask. Even if it means telling you to get in your car and go home. Okay, thank you. I'll ping you later on tonight, then. Yeah. Guess you aren't really in a hugging mood now, Are you? I understand. See you tonight then. And babe, I love you. You really don't know how much I do. Hey, I'm over here. Just under the tree. I know it's hard to see me in the dark. Glad you were able to find this place okay. I know it's pretty far out in the country and the service sucks. Sorry, I'm just trying to stay out of the moonlight as much as I can. Which is also why I'm also wearing this blanket over me. I can't let the light get on me or, well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Please don't get too close to me. I may be out of the moonlight, but I'm still not completely myself. I'm not even sure where I should start. Oh, you smell really nice tonight. Sorry. See what I mean? But right, I think I should start with proof. Proof of what all this is about. I guess the best way to show you what I mean is to show you my eyes. So, look. Yes, they're really glowing yellow. I'm not wearing any special contacts or anything. It's just how they are during a full moon. Even if I'm staying completely out of the moonlight, a part of my body still now sits out there. So I'm never being able to completely keep the change away. But now that you've seen my eyes, I guess I can get straight to the point, can't I? The truth is that I've been coming out here to the woods every month when there's a full moon. Because I'm a werewolf. I guess it's a good thing I showed you my eyes first. But not only am I a werewolf, I'm actually much, much older than you think I am. I've been alive for almost 200 years now, I think. I stopped counting quite a long time ago. There are many different lines of werewolves all from all over the world. And the line I'm part of just happened to age very slowly. Those who are a part of my line can live to be extremely old. Older than any other wolf lines that I know of. So there may be some vampire blood mixed in there for all I know. Different lines have different takes. There are some lines where people are actually able to control when they transform and can use hypnotic effects with their eyes. I, on the other hand, am not able to do any of that. Keeping out of the moonlight is the best I can do, but even that is temporary. Those who are part of my line almost always have to transform during a full moon. If I don't, then my other personality will start to seep into my normal day-to-day one, and I can't ever have that happen. So, anytime a full moon was coming, I would always make an excuse to you about this or that, and then sneak out here into the woods to change and run around the mountains until the sun comes up. I really don't want to hurt anyone. Some of my other kinds get kicks out of hunting humans or giving up pheromones to attract unwilling and unknowing females or males and force them to be their mates. You remember hearing about that girl who disappeared from that high school and how her disappearance happened to be on the same day as a full moon. I knew almost right away that she had been wooed by one of them. Probably turned her into his breeder. But I'm not like that. I'm not like them. I come all the way out here in the middle of nowhere to change because I don't want to hurt anyone. And I satisfy my hungers by eating bears or deer, which they taste way better than people do anyways. Yes. I have eaten a human before, but it was a long time ago, back when I was still very new to being a wolf. Back then, it was way harder for my kind to survive than it is today, and a much crueler world than it is today. That scar on my back that I always told you I got when I fell as a little girl, it was really from when I got shot with a flintlock rifle back in the 1800s. The pellets were made of silver, which is why the scar is still there. We can heal from any normal wounds or broken bones in hours, but any wounds we get from weapons made of silver never totally heal and never completely stop hurting. A bunch of villagers were trying to hunt and kill me when I was trying to run away. Shortly after I was bitten and changed, I still have nightmares about it sometimes. Even after all these times. So, I just didn't care much about the lives of humans back then because I thought no one cared about me. But I changed. There are other people out there like me, but we don't communicate much. And there aren't any other wolves in this area besides me. There used to be a special organizations that hunted us, but they kind of stopped after industrialization. And as a final bit of proof, I'll show you something else. If you stand farther back for a moment, I'm just going to put one of my hands out into the moonlight. Ouch! Sorry, transformation don't exactly feel very good. Even if it's just my hand. But you can see it, can't you? Like my hands, any part of me that touches the light will start to change really quickly. My hand has only been in the moonlight for a few seconds and it's already starting to change and grow hair. Alright, that's enough, I think. Now, me bringing you out here to tell you my secret wasn't the only thing I wanted to tell you. I also brought you out here because I wanted to tell you I'm breaking up with you. Yes, I am. Because I love you and I don't want you to get hurt. This thing that I have is a curse. It's something that stays with you forever and you can't get rid of it. I have been alive for a long, long time. I've met all kinds of people and have fallen in love a few times, but I've never fallen as hard for anyone like I have. Like I have you. That's why I have to leave you. I should have done it so much sooner than this. I shouldn't have even gotten you involved with me. I just... It was the first time I had ever felt that way about anyone before. I just got reckless and thought for some dumb reason that I could find some way to just live a normal life with you and keep this side of me a secret. But I was wrong. It just turned into me lying to you every moment we were together, because I was terrified of what you would do or think if you knew the truth. I knew deep down I would have to tell you someday, but there's no way I'd have been able to hide it forever. Me disappearing every month, you getting older while I still look completely the same. I was bitten and turned when I was in my teens. The city we live in now didn't even exist when I was that age. I have hundreds of years left before I die of old age, and I don't want to watch you grow old and die. I've seen that enough already in my life, and it's unfair to you. You deserve to have someone to grow old with, and deserve to be with someone who's not a monster. So, now you know the truth, and now you have to keep your promise. Because I want you to get back in your car and leave. Forget you ever knew me or we ever met, and just go live a happy life. If you do that, you don't know how happy it will make me. Please just know how sorry I am for wasting so many years of your life on me, for everything. I know how cruel this all seems. I never planned to forgive myself for doing this to you, and I don't expect you to forgive me either. Let us just go. The state of the tree has been holding back my transportation until now, but I don't think it can much longer. I can feel the ache and pain of change coming. Why aren't you leaving? If I change and you're still here, I don't know what I would do to you. You either be eaten or I'd pet you and curse you too. Is that what you want? To be cursed with this and have to live the rest of your life watching all your friends and family grow old and die? To have to flinch every time you see so much of a sliver of a moon in the sky? Just get the fuck out of here. I'm not even asking anymore. I'm begging you. What? Did you just say no? Do you not see my eyes? Do you not see what happened when I put my hands in the moonlight or anything I just told you? You don't care? I don't even. Hey, stay with me! I told you not to come near me! It's not safe! You promised. No, I won't be able to let you go. You have no idea how hard I've been holding back. No idea how good you've been smiling to me since you got here. And now I'm going to change right in front of you, and I don't know what I'll do. Eat you. Change you. Why didn't you just listen? You're such an idiot. What? It's okay. What do you mean? How is that okay? happened to change you into a werewolf like me? Do you even know what you're asking? You're asking me to curse you for life. I don't understand. Why? Why would you want this? Because you love me. Is this... Are you sure? Are you really sure? This isn't something you can change your mind on the next day. You know that, right? You'd really want to spend the rest of your life as a wolf with me? I don't know what to say, but if I bite you tonight, you'll change along with me. And not just that, a full moon is a mating season for wolves like me. And it would be for you too. This is crazy. You're crazy. But if you're sure, if you're really sure, then I'll do it. I'll turn you. I'm going to have to bite you. I can't do it while I'm still inhuman, but which you would probably be best and hurt way less. It's still going to hurt though. I'll have to really break the skin. My teeth are already starting to change and get pointy too. If we're really going to do this, if you really do want me to change you, we have to do it now, babe. You have to be absolutely sure. Okay, alright. Where do you want the bite? On your shoulder? Yeah, that's a good spot. It's where I was bitten. Oh fuck. The change is really going to come soon. Alright. I'm gonna try to be as gentle as I can, but it really is going to hurt, babe. I'll just lick around while I'm going to bite first. Fuck. It tastes so good. Okay, are you ready? Hold it to me as tight as you need to for the pain. On three. One, two, three. That really hurts, but congratulations, you've been cursed. That bite on your shoulder will heal and feel better after a while. Though the place where you got bit will never completely stop hurting, especially when it gets close to full moon. Your eyes already start to glow like mine. Okay. Are you ready to walk into the moonlight together? The transformation is going to hurt too. A lot more actually. But it will be over quickly and won't be as bad, since we'll be going through it together. Let's get up close up real quick, or else they'll tear when we change. Okay, so ready? Take my hand. Again, on three. One. Two, three.
办？
I've done that countless times, but it never gets easier. Hey babe, are you okay? The transformation is all over. Yeah, you're really a wolf now, just like me, and a very handsome looking one, if I don't say so myself. Yeah, when we're wolves, we can't speak to each other through our minds. Talking is pretty much impossible with our long tongues. But try walking around a bit. Get a feel for things. Yeah, that's the feeling of having all this energy won't go away until this morning. Then you'll just crash. I still can't believe you did this for me though. I can't really kiss you obviously, but I can nuzzle you and rub my face against yours. Come here. I love you so much, and still really can't believe you did this. And I still think you're a complete idiot, but thank you. You smell so good. Not like good as in to eat, but a sexy good kind of way. You know, if you weren't a wolf like me, I'd probably be trying to eat you right now. Just remember what I said about it being mating season for me? Well, now it is for you too. And the scent coming up from your body is telling every part of me that I need to be ravaged by you. Even from before I turned you, I know you could smell it on me too. Anytime it was getting close to a full moon, that scent is supposed to attract a mate. We may be wolves, but our anatomy is still similar to human. Well, at least in the sense of me still having a pussy and you still having a cock. Anyways, everything is just a lot more hairy. So let's do this. Let's become mates for life. I can see how badly you need it. Oh, your cock is already getting hard. Oh, surprised at how much bigger it is. Well, you're a wolf. Not that there's anything wrong with your human-sized one, but something a little bigger for this form. Something that would be big enough to force its way all the way to the back of my pussy. And then for the massive amount of cum I need to satisfy this lust in me. It's like a burning itch deep inside of me. And you're the only one who can stop it. So do it. Mate with me. I'll get right up against this tree. I'll rest my tail so you can see how my hairy pussy is completely soaked, ready and waiting for you. All you have to do is push that cock in. Your cock is stretching me open all the way to the back. This is the very first time I've ever done it in my work phone before. Your kind cop feels so fucking incredible. Stop jumping in and out of me. Don't worry about being gentle. In fact, don't ever fucking think I'm being gentle. You're a wolf, no, don't. You're not a human, so fucking like a wolf. That's more like it. Slam that giant cock all the way to the back. Oh, fuck. I want to still feel sorry even after I'm human again. Oh, look how this my pussy will in my wolf form. It feels so much hotter and tighter, doesn't it? I have much stronger muscles in this form, so I can just clench my pussy around your cock as hard as I want. You like that? How feels like my pussy is turning so when you come over you, doesn't it? I'm just making you want to fuck me harder. Doesn't it? Have all of the back work ripped off this structure by the time you're done with me. But that's good. It will not distract to your sores. I'm meeting around and the other rules will come here. We'll see the more gangs, smaller sand, and now to give the fuck up. Cause this place, this forest, is ours to fuck in and no one else. Incredible mate, babe. It feels like that itch inside of me finally got scratched, but not satisfied. And I think you'll notice you have a lot more stamina as a wolf. So what say we go again? What say we keep fucking and you keep filling me with calm until the morning comes? Sounds great to me too. I love waking up to the sound of a bird. Hey, babe, are you awake? Good morning. Yeah, last night. Really did happen. Honestly, for a moment, when I wake up, I thought I'd dreamed the whole thing and just an extra crazy transformation, but no. I really did turn my boyfriend to werewolves last night. When I found myself covered in calm inside and out, my memories came back pretty quick. And also my being sore from... well... how hard you gave it to me last night. So, how do you feel about your first night as a wolf and everything that happened? Sore? Yeah, I always feel sore the morning after a change. You'll get used to it though. That bite I gave you on the shoulder has already healed a lot. Though, like I said, it won't ever completely heal. See, I got mine like 200 years ago and it only looks as healed as yours. And you got bit just last night. But I'm relieved you still feel no regret about it. I know I said it back when I was a wolf, but for you to make that kind of sacrifice for me, you don't know how much that means. I promise I'll teach you everything I know about how I live with this curse. But, I'm glad I don't have to come out here to change on my own anymore or hide the truth from you. Now every full moon we can come out here and change together, spend the whole night running through the mountains and doing whatever we want. I think it sounds kind of romantic. But really, thank you for doing all this for me for the first time in 200 years. I don't feel like I'm alone. And now I'm going to spend the next like 100 years spoiling you, my big bad wolf boy. And now comes the fun part. Finding the way back to our cars and our clothes.